Thompson, THOMPSON, Arlen, ARLAN, 9/10/28, 96-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with stage 4 renal failure, period. And your paragraph is total and completely bedbound. His wife states that he's able to eat. He's not able to eat as much because of choking spells. He's MAC is 22 centimeter right and left, period. KPS score is at 40%, period. His Foley catheter, which was placed on or about January of 2025, has now been removed, and he's urinating without any problems or issues, period. In the paragraph, his wife is able to keep him at home with a private sitter 8 or 9 hours a day, as well as the hospice nurse and the hospice aides that comes in on a regular basis, period. He's now developed this stage 2, 2.5 centimeter right sacral decubitus ulcer, which is being treated by the skin nurse, and does not appear to be infected, period. He has severe protein, calorie, malnutrition, as well as muscle wasting and generalized debility, period. Did I say Mac is 40? Yeah. He has bouts of confusion worse than before. His O2 sat's hovering around 95% on room air, period. His other comorbidities includes what does it include? Includes history of peripheral vascular disease, DJD, chronic pain, bouts of confusion, KPS score of 40%, which he started with 50%. His FAST score has dropped to 7A or 6E, let's say, 6E. Linda Thompson is his primary caregiver, who's his wife, who I've had long discussion with her regarding patient's care and self-care for herself. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Oh, somewhere in there, put down, patient does require turning every 2 hours to keep from developing further decubitus ulcers. And the constipation issue that was noted previously is not responding to low-dose Miralax on a regular basis, per Linda, his wife. Thank you.